This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. The United States announced new sanctions against Moscow Wednesday following allegations that Russian forces in Ukraine massacred civilians. The announcement comes as NATO discusses sending more heavy weapons to aid Ukrainian forces. VOA's Henry Ridgewell reports from London.
Moscow denies responsibility, but the evidence of alleged war crimes is mounting. The White House cited these atrocities as it outlined a new sanctions package Wednesday in coordination with G7 and European allies. They include a full block on two of Russia's largest banks, Sberbank and Alpha Bank, and on major Russian state-owned enterprises, a ban on all new investment in Russia, and on Russia's ability to make debt payments with funds subject to U.S. jurisdiction. The sanctions also target Russian President Vladimir Putin's two daughters and family members of other Russian officials, including Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. U.S. President Joe Biden said Wednesday the sanctions would choke the Russian economy.
Just in 1 year, our sanctions are likely to wipe out the last 15 years of Russia's economic gains.
The raft of Western sanctions came as NATO foreign ministers began a two-day meeting in Brussels Wednesday. Washington this week announced a further $100 million in military aid for Ukraine, including Javelin anti-tank missiles. Meanwhile, the Czech Republic is sending Soviet-era T-72 tanks and infantry vehicles to Ukraine, which Kiev hopes will prompt other NATO members to send heavy weapons. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
This is VOA News. Meanwhile, two advisors to former U.S. President Donald Trump have been held in contempt of Congress. AP correspondent Mike Garcia reports from Washington.
The debate was largely partisan and passionate.
And here we are, back on the floor of the House, reliving January 6th.
I remain deeply concerned about what this country looks like if the perpetrators aren't held accountable.
They are now targets of the political witch hunt.
This institution was attacked, and we have to fix that.
But late Wednesday...
On this vote, the yeas are 220. The nays are 203. The resolution is adopted.
The House voted to hold former Trump advisors Peter Navarro and Dan Scavino in contempt of Congress for refusing to comply with subpoenas from the House committee investigating the attack on the U.S. Capitol. The near-party line vote will send criminal referrals for Navarro and Scavino to the Justice Department for possible prosecution. Mike Garcia, Washington.
Burkina Faso's interim government said Wednesday that former President Roch Kabore, who has been under house arrest since he was toppled in a military coup in January, has been allowed to return to his family home. West African leaders last month asked the junta to free the ex-president and lay out a more acceptable timeline for a return to democracy than its current 36-month transition period, which was agreed internally after the coup. Kabore will return to his residence in the capital on Wednesday, the interim government said, adding that security measures would be installed to guarantee his safety. And in Yemen, President Abdel Rabu Mansour has relieved Vice President Ali Mohsen Al-Omar from his post and established a presidential leadership council. Yemen's information minister announced the decision in a live broadcast Thursday. The minister said the new council will assume the duties of both the president and his deputy and will run Yemen's military affairs and security. Repeating our top story, Russian forces bombarded cities in Ukraine as the United States imposed more sanctions Wednesday after civilian killings widely condemned as war crimes, and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky urged a decisive Western response amid divisions in Europe. Russia's 42-day-long invasion has forced more than 4 million people to flee abroad, killed or injured thousands, left a quarter of the population homeless, turned entire cities into rubble, and prompted a slew of Western restrictions on Russian elites and the economy. You can find more on this story on our website, voanews.com, and for all the stories we're covering, you can also download an app. Just search for VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green for VOA News.